Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
September 5, 1805. The mythical Welsh Indians. This portion of the expedition's route remains one of the most obscure to Lewis and Clark aficionados. The exact location of the past 2 days' mountain traverse is not certain, but a personal communication from a Robert N. Bergantino of Butte, Montana, to our valued historian Gary Moulton, offers the suggestion that the Corps followed the North Fork of the Salmon River into what is now the Lost Trail Pass area of Montana. Whatever route they took, the terrain was very steep, and Clark frequently mentions the horses falling and being injured on the rocky slopes. Here, also, the expedition encounters a large party of Flathead Indians, who have probably never seen a white man before, to say nothing of York, whom the Indians think must be wearing war paint. Clark describes them in detail.
A cloudy morning. We assembled the chiefs and warriors and spoke to them with much difficulty, as what we said had to pass through several languages before it got into theirs, which is a gurgling kind of language spoken much through the throat. We informed them who we were, where we came from, where bound, and for what purpose, etc., and requested to purchase and exchange a few horses with them. In the course of the day, I purchased 11 horses and exchanged 7, for which we gave a few articles of merchandise. Those people possess elegant horses. We made 4 chiefs, whom we gave medals and a few small articles with tobacco. The women brought us a few berries and roots, and the principal chief addressed Barro, otter and 2 goat, and antelope skins. Those people wore their hair as follows. The men queued with otter skin on each side, falling over the shoulders forward. The women loose, promiscuously, over their shoulders and face. Long shirts which come to the ankles and tied with a belt about their waist, with a robe over. They have but few ornaments, and what they do wear are similar to the Snake Indians. They call themselves Otlashute, and consist of 450 lodges in all, and divided into several bands on the heads of the Columbia River and Missouri, some low down on the Columbia River. Captain William Clark, September 5, 1805.
Back in 1796, John Thomas Evans, a Welsh trader, arrived in the Mandan villages in search of a lost tribe of Welsh Indians, believed to be descended from the mythical Prince Madoc. He never found them. But Captain Clark, thinking the gurgling, throaty, difficult language of these Flathead Indians sounded somehow similar to the Welsh language, thought, according to Moulton's note, maybe he'd found them. Tomorrow, moving on down the rivers.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Lewis, read by Russ Palmer. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.